episode of the Donna Talks with your host, Amma Appiah. Today's episode is a solo episode, which is so exciting, and it's because it is my 20th episode. Since we've launched in April, we've made 20 episodes. Can you imagine? It's so mind-boggling to me how far we've come in literally 6 months. Oh my God. Like, I just think that I started this in the middle of quarantine. Actually, not the middle of quarantine. I started seriously putting this together beginning of quarantine when I initially came home and thought I was going to be home for 2 weeks only. And then I stayed home for months after that. But it's been an awesome ride with y'all, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And the podcast is evolving by the second. It boggles my mind how much you guys really relate to it and share it with your friends and really love the guests and love the segments that I've been doing. So I'm glad you guys love it as much as I do. I'm glad that you find that it's helpful to you. And I'm glad that the conversations are impactful. I can't wait to expand it more than it is now. I'm really having some ideas on how we can make it better and how we can make it an overall experience for you guys, not just, you know, a podcast. I don't want it to be just an auditory experience. I really want to incorporate so many different elements to make it enjoyable and engaging for you all. So I'm glad you love it as much as I do. I'm glad that you're in for the ride. And if you haven't done so yet, please leave a review and rating on Apple Music or Apple Podcasts. It really helps me out. And yeah, keep sharing your stories about my podcast with me. I really enjoy hearing them. It makes me happy that that I can build a community like this and people can be so positive and enthusiastic about just these mundane topics in our lives going through our 20s. So I'm really glad that you like it. Speaking of these topics in our 20s, obviously the topic of dating always comes up, and something this weekend happened to me that I felt would be good to share with you all. I went on a Bumble date, which never happens. If you guys know me, or if you even listen to my podcast episode with Katie Bilotti, you would know that I have never really lasted on these dating apps. I'm the type of person who downloads the app and then deletes it 5 minutes later, never to be seen again until 6 months later. And I'm like, guess who's back again, baby. Show up and go from there, get a little bit of a boost from that. But since moving to the new city, I was like, you know what? I'm in a new market. Let's see what's out here. And my roommates and I have literally just been on Bumble on and off. So we always talk about this and kind of reconvene how we feel about these men and how we feel about the discussions that we're having with them and how Corona has really impacted those conversations and how we do them, like what medium we use and stuff. And so it's been really fun, very interesting. But this week I downloaded Bumble, and usually I'm used to Hinge, but recently Hinge has been so garbage here. I don't know what it is, but Hinge, you need to reset and reload because it's not looking too good for you, honey. But Bumble, I've been on, and I matched with this one person, and it was okay. I mean, we didn't really talk. We matched and talked, I guess, for a week, but in that week, we were talking like every other day. So we maybe max talked like 3 days out of the whole time before he asked me out on a date. And my initial thought was, oh God, like a date I've never translated talking to someone online into seeing them in person in terms of like dating. Friends, fine. Like, I love internet friends and stuff, but dating? Oh God. Like, I didn't know how to react, but then I was like, you know what? Why not? Because I'm not doing anything else and it would be good practice, right? But I couldn't help think, okay, I really hope that Sarah and Courtney, my roommates, would go on this date with me. I was like, wouldn't it be just funny if they just hid somewhere, like came on the date, the guy didn't know at all, like just hid and just spied the whole time. And so I screenshotted this message of him asking me on the date and sent it to the group chat, of course, you know, the ritual. And the immediate response from Sarah was, oh my God, you are going and Court and I are coming with you. And I was like, yes, like, thank God. I was like, yes. I didn't even have to ask them. They were just new. And it was funny because Courtney was sleeping, right? So she didn't see the text until later. And literally Sarah volunteered Courtney for this. It was the funniest thing. And Courtney woke up and she answers the group chat. She's like, I just woke up, but I'm there. What do we need to wear? Like, literally started planning from the get-go. Thank God for them. Honestly, I'm very lucky to have him as my roommate. So shout out to Sarah and Courtney. They are the best. But I had never been on this Bumble date before. And, you know, in general, I've been on 2 dates max, or no, 3 dates max, literally. And both times they were with people who were definitely more into me than I was into them. And so this time around, it's like a mutual thing, you know, you match, so you mutually like them and you talk, whatever. And so I was like, okay, like this could be something to learn from. And especially if Sarah and Courtney are coming, then duh, like I think I should, this is funny. I feel like I should go. So we planned out the whole thing. We schemed. So we literally were sitting in Sarah's room on the floor. We're just like talking about how we're going to do this. And luckily the place isn't too far from my apartment. It's literally walking distance. So we have an easy escape. If something goes wrong, we just bolt, right? And so the plan was to go to Sarah's parents for dinner because her parents are so sweet and they made us dinner and everything. And they were like, just come over. So the plan was to go there, eat dinner, and then head back to the restaurant to meet this guy. We made reservations early in the day for 7:30, both in the same area, which was great so that, you know, they could easily spy on me. And when we got to the restaurant, I made sure I walked first so that they can kind of walk behind, see where we end up sitting, and then they could kind of sit near us. And so that's what we did. That's literally what we did. And yeah, it was an interesting time. There were a few things that I did learn that I wanted to share with you guys because everything happened so fast that I didn't have time to really process what was going on. You know what I'm saying? And so as the weekend ended, I was thinking and I was like, honestly, I should do a podcast episode about this because I want to know if you guys feel this way or if you guys understand what I'm thinking. Especially because, again, my experience is a little bit unique. Not really. I think a lot of people are like this, but we just don't have this conversation often because the consensus is people do date around and, you know, are in relationships or whatever. But I think a lot of people have not had these that experience. So I just wanted to know what you guys think. But, you know, there were a few things I thought about. And one was that attractiveness is a huge factor. I know that sounds, it sounds vain, but it's true. Like, I was always someone, when I had these conversations with my friends, I was always someone that kind of downplayed it and said, you know, personality takes precedence. It's all about the personality and the person themselves, right? But attractiveness is literally, quite literally, the first thing you see when you meet someone else, right? It's the majority of your first impression, and then they speak, right? And then their voice is the next thing. That's the next factor. And man, I was so surprised at how I reacted. I'm not saying the guy was ugly or anything. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying that attractiveness is definitely a factor in my first impression, in anyone's first impression, for obvious reasons. And so I really surprised myself with that. He was 6'5". So honestly, like the majority of why we even match is because of the height. It was really the height for me. 6'5". As someone who's 5'9", I really needed someone like that in my life. I need a minimum of 6 feet. Anything else just does not work for me, especially because I wear heels and boots and I will not compromise for anybody. So therefore, the man needs to be 6 foot. I'm so sorry, but it just has to be the case. And, you know, that was the attractive thing for me. And other than that, I wasn't really going for it. I wasn't convinced. So I felt bad after the date for being like, yeah, I wouldn't date him again because I wasn't attracted to him. I felt so bad for saying that. But listen, like, sex and just visual attractiveness does play a lot into relationship, and visual attractiveness is at the forefront of those things, right? Like, if those two concepts. So I just feel like, you need to have that in addition to the personality, the relationship in terms of friendship and how you get along, obviously. But I think there needs to be a balance, right? And, you know, I was always that person, that friend that was like, well, a person becomes more attractive as you get to know them and have a better sense of their personality and how you guys get along. But again, I think the first impression is really important, and that attractiveness is a huge factor. So it was a lot for me to admit that. Okay. Don't come for me, anybody who's listening to this, but I'd really like to know what your thoughts are about that in particular, because I think everyone has a different perspective on that. But that goes into my second point, which is you actually know more than you think when it comes to what you're looking for in a relationship. As someone who has literally had 3 dates maximum in her whole life, I was kind of like, well, I don't really know what I want because I'm new to this. I don't really know how to do this. And I was kind of nervous about the opportunities because I don't know how to do this, right? I was thinking like, I need to be flexible. I need to be open-minded because, you know, like what options are out there, especially since I don't really have experience. I know that might be an odd way to think, but that was the way I was thinking. But as the date went on and as I was talking to him and getting to know him, I was really checking off boxes in my head of, yes, this works for me. No, this doesn't. And I was like, wow, I really know what I want and what I need to have in order to be a better person, because I want my partner to enhance my experience and help me to grow, right? But I also want someone that I can fully support and believe in. And there are factors that play into those things, right? That could help you to be that strong person for them, to help them grow. And I was, you know, there were certain things I was checking off and there were certain things that I was not. And I realized very quickly that the things that I wasn't checking off were things that I can't compromise on and things that are very important to me. And so I was like, wow, I actually do know what I want. And it was kind of a boost of confidence, like, okay, like you either fit this or you don't. you either make the cut or you don't. You cut the cameras when you don't, right? So I was very proud of myself. And I was like, wow, like I need to honestly put myself out there more because then I don't have to feel like I am going willy-nilly and going without direction. I have what I'm looking for. I need to buckle down on that. Obviously, there's flexibility in terms of those things, but there are key things that I'm not willing to compromise on. And those aren't my values. And those are just factors and personality of the person. And I realized that I really wanted someone who was ambitious and a go-getter and is just motivated and very positive. Not that he wasn't. I just think he was in a different way, not in the way that I was looking for. And, you know, I want someone who is motivated and ambitious because it indicates a sense of independence, right? I'm someone who is very independent. I have those qualities in myself. And I want to have someone who can support my dreams and support my being, right? But I also want to do that for them. And I don't want them to compromise themselves and not fulfill what their dreams are. And so I was thinking the whole time, I was like, I don't know if this is going to work because I can't see myself compromising my values on these things. I wanted that sense of independence because, as I always say on the show, I thoroughly believe that a relationship is a partnership, right? A partnership where you enhance each other and you enhance each other's growth and you make each other a better person. And I feel like you can really, I think the best way to do that is through having similar values and having similar life goals. I think his life goals were very different from mine. And I don't know how to explain this, but his life goals are very different from mine. And it just makes things harder when you're thinking about family and, you know, what you want down the road. And I know it's like, why are you thinking about this on a Bumble date, Amma? Like, why are you thinking about this? But you should, because it means that it helps you make a decision on whether or not you want to invest in the person. For example, in business, you always assess the risks and the benefits and those help you to make a decision on whether or not you invest in a product or a service or a business, right? And in this case, it's the same thing. Like, I'm assessing the risks, I'm assessing the benefits and what really works for me, and what if it's something that I can intertwine in my own life. And if I don't see that, then I just, why would I invest in that? Because relationships are an emotional investment. I always say that dating is a 3-credit class, and then being actually dating and being in a relationship is a 4-credit, like with lab. It's just, it's so complicated and just a lot of work. And I just don't feel like putting in the work if we're not aligned in that way. So it's just not worth it for me. And it's not a waste of time, right? Because I mean, I find it a waste of time to invest in something that isn't in line with your goals and your what you're looking for, but it's also not, because it helps you to figure out what you want and what you don't want. So, you know, there's pros and cons, but at this point, I really do from the get-go want to make sure that we are aligned in values and in life goals and personality. So I realized just very quickly that I knew what I wanted, where before I didn't think I did. And I didn't think it was a disadvantage, but I also, in a sense, it was, because it meant that I would settle for anybody just because the opportunity was there. And I felt very confident by the end of the relationship. I just acted like we've been dating for years or something. No, this was the end of the date. By the end of the day, I felt very confident in myself. But that also leads me to another point, my third point. I felt so old in just thinking about all these things during the date. I felt so old. And let me clarify, I just turned 23 like 2 weeks ago, so I'm nowhere near old at all. I was just realizing that all the things I was thinking about, the values, life goals, personality, the compatibility, it made me realize that my priorities have really changed from when I was younger. And it kind of made me wish, you know, when you're younger, you're pretty much thinking like, oh, he's so cute and he's fun. And that's really the extent of what you think about, to be honest, when it comes to relationships, right? Because then you have something to talk about with your friends. And it's just like the giddy thing, and it's the gossiping part that's just so fun. And it's just the excitement of getting to know somebody. But it's not really, you're not thinking about values. You're not thinking about, I mean, I don't know, maybe you do, but at least for me when I was younger, that wasn't what I was thinking about. And those were the crushes. And again, I reiterate, I did not go on many dates at all. But I just kind of realized how my priorities have changed because I am older and I'm looking for different things. And it kind of made me nostalgic. It made me really miss those times when I was a teenager, when you didn't have to think about those things. And I wish I had more time to do that and just be and just say, wow, this person's cute. And that's it. That's the extent of that. I don't think about anything else further. I could do that now, but I don't see the point in doing that, because I am at a point where I did graduate from college, worked a full-time job. I'm in grad school now and my life is starting. And so I need to, if I'm thinking about these investments, I need to think about those values and those kind of harder things. So, or those deeper things. And it made me miss being 16 and just not having to worry about those things. And I never really gave myself the chance to be and chill and practice and all those things, right? Because again, I don't do this often, and I wish I did, because it did. This alone taught me a lot, and I wish I took the time to just try things out and get to know myself better in these positions, instead of kind of avoiding the situation. Yeah, it made me really nostalgic, but it's okay. Things happen the way they do. And in a way, I'm glad that I waited. So there's pros and cons to everything. And I am glad that I took my time with it, because I think now I can be really cognizant of what I want and tailor my dating experience to that, into those different things I'm talking about. So I think it was fine. I think it's good, but I definitely do wish I could go back in time and just change how I did things before. But yeah, so that was kind of the end of the day. I know I was like very, it was very deep for no reason for this just being my first Bumble date outside of like actually meeting someone outside the app. I probably didn't need to go that hard. You guys are probably listening and being like, okay, she needs to relax. But that's just me being a Virgo. I just overthink. So the end of the date happened and it was good. And he had said that he was nervous. He told his roommate that he was nervous to talk to me because we didn't really talk beforehand. Again, we were talking really sporadically the week before. And so there wasn't, he was like, what are we going to have in common? Like, what are we going to discuss? And y'all know I can talk to a wall. That's why I have a podcast. I wouldn't have one if I couldn't do that. So I was like, yeah, it doesn't matter with me. You could be yourself and relax and just talk. It's fine. The end verdict is I'm not going on a date with him again. Not because of anything bad. It's just, it was fine. I could be his friend, but I think it's, I don't know if that's what I want. In terms, I don't know if I want him as a boyfriend or anything. So I'm just going to move on to the next and end it that way. And he messaged me afterwards and he said that he had a great time. And I was like, oh, this is good. I'm glad he had a great time, whatever. I still haven't answered him, which is not good. So I probably should do that before I accidentally ghost him. Yikes. So yeah, but after the fact, after he left, he was going to take an Uber home and I turned to walk home. But remember, the scheme was to walk down the street, pretend like I'm going home, and then turn around the block and come back to the bar so I can meet up with my roommates. And so my roommates called me on the phone. They're like, okay, Sarah. She's like, okay, Amma, he's waiting for the Uber. He's standing there, like, walk slowly because he's still there. Minutes go by. And she's like, he's still there. Please, like, walk slowly. I'm like, okay. And then finally she hangs up and then Courtney calls me and she's like, okay, Sarah's still looking. He's still standing there. And I'm like, okay, can this guy leave so I can go debrief and go home? Because at this point I'm like, it's 9 p.m. I'm tired. I need to go. And suddenly I thought I saw him. So I'm on the phone with Courtney and I'm like, I gotta go. Bye. Red alert, SOS, abort mission. I need to get out of here. And she's like, what? And I was like, I just need to go. And so I hang up the phone and I stop in my tracks and I slowly move to the other side of the sidewalk, the other side of the road. And I just look and I'm like, is that him? Because y'all, you're not going to find a ton of 6'5" guys running around DC. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. That's just the thing. His mom is 6'2". So his family is very unique in the sense that they're just very tall people. And so I thought I saw a very tall person walking down the road. It was dark, so I couldn't tell. So I was like, oh man, was it him? And so I pause, slowly walk down the road. I'm like, okay. As soon as I get to the intersection, I sprint back to the bar. I'm like, okay, like I need to get out of here so fast. Oh my gosh, I was going NASCAR speed. Anyway, so I found my roommates and Courtney. You know, Sarah was like, did you see him? And I was like, I think I might have. She was like, why did you come down that road? And I was like, oh my gosh, I think I took a wrong turn, guys, on one of the streets. So instead of coming up on the block as, you know, whatever, as I should have, coming back to the bar, I came one road down and then came up back to the bar. And he, apparently, according to Sarah, he turned that same way that I came up. So I probably saw him and he probably saw me. And honestly, it's a good thing I'm not seeing him again because it's whatever. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, this really would happen to me right now. But it's okay. It is what it is. And I debriefed them and we went home and that was it. And it was good. I honestly am so proud of myself. And I'm honestly so confident now after that because I was like, wow, I do know what I want. And I can convey that, you know, and pinpoint that out, which is really exciting for me. So I highly recommend that you folks who all download the app but never meet up with the person, get out of your comfort zone and do it, because you will actually learn a lot about yourself. And I'm really happy. I'm speaking like I've gone on literally 20 Bumble dates, and I have not. This was just one. So so don't quote me on these things. I don't know. Maybe I'm not the best person to verify, but I'm letting you know my experience was really good. And honestly, it was probably also because my roommates came on this date with me. You know, I should tell the story. My big Catherine came to visit me 2 weeks ago now, and she told me that her friend told her that she writes down what she wants out of a guy and out of a relationship. And she had highly recommended it to Catherine. And Catherine was like, oh, that's kind of like cheesy, like corny. I don't know how to do that. Like, why, you know? And she actually followed through with it. So Catherine actually wrote down these things in her journal. And she realized how helpful it was to actually write down and articulate what exactly you want and kind of manifest it in a way. And she highly recommended it to my roommate and I. And she was like, you guys need to do that. And at the time, I was like, I don't know if I should do that, because I'm just kind of open to anybody. Like, I want to get to know people. I just want to get to know people. And from there, build a relationship out of a friendship and just see whatever, right? I didn't want to tie myself or feel like I was restricting myself. And also, I didn't even know where to start. I was like, write a list. Like, I was like, from what? Like, what do I like in a guy? I don't know. Like, I just didn't know where to start. I didn't want to be too superficial either. So I just never did it. And I was kind of hesitant to do it. But I realized after this date that I do know what I want. And I do know what I deserve and what I need to be my best self. And those are the things that I need to find in someone. I need to know right off the bat, because if I don't know those things right off the bat, I might end up sacrificing myself or compromising on things I really shouldn't and lose myself in that process. And I see that happen to so many people, especially women. And, you know, I need to be firm in that. And so I am going to write that list. I highly suggest that you guys do it. Catherine said it really worked for her, and her friend said it worked for her as well. So now that I've had this experience, and that I've had this newfound confidence, I don't know where it's coming from, but I am definitely going to do that and see how it goes. I really recommend that you guys do that so that you understand what your self-worth is and understand who can help you live up to that self-worth. Because again, I strongly believe that a relationship is a partnership between two people that enhance each other and help each other to grow in their passions and dreams. And, you know, it didn't work out with this Bumble date, and that's okay. Our goals weren't aligned in that way. He was a great person, very fun to talk to, and it didn't align in that way, and that's okay. And he also wasn't attractive to me, and that is also okay. I'm really learning. So yeah. That is really what I have to say. And I really hope you guys found this helpful. Definitely take the time to take inventory on yourself, figure out what you want, write those things down, manifest it, help you articulate it, and it'll help you articulate this to your friends and then conversations you have. And it'll help you make a better sense of your thought process in general. I highly recommend journaling in general. And I need to do it more. I used to, and I kind of stopped. And I really think that it was a mistake to stop writing these things down, especially as someone who loves writing. I think it was a mistake to stop. So I will be back at it. Maybe I'll do a podcast episode on what I figured out I wanted in a relationship and in a guy. And maybe I'll share that with you all to see what you guys think and if we are similar. So with that, I'm going to end the episode. Episode 20 has concluded. Hope you guys enjoyed. And I will talk to you all very soon on the next episode of the Bonnet Talks. Goodbye, everyone.